Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, my goodness, it's Friday. It's frickin' Friday, another frickin' week. Frickin' weekend's coming up. Wonder what frickin' treason will be created and perpetrated over this weekend. It's also the 19th day of April, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 65 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 67 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And spring, it feels like spring. It feels so good. I was out in the evening time. I was out there with my t-shirt on yesterday. It was wonderful. Wonderful. But I know it follows spring. It's not summer. It's smoke. That being said, we're just going to do a little talking to start the show off. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, as all you trenchers know, today, April 19th, is Patriots Day, which has been removed from the calendars. It's been, they've attempted to remove it completely from the history, you know, just like the moving the statues of the Civil War statues, not even just the Civil War statues, other statues, to erase our history in this country. And what a day, you know, the clash began on April 19, 1775, when more than 700 British soldiers were given what they thought were secret orders to destroy colonial military. And there was no secrets. It was backstabbing. This shit has been the same since the goddamn empires of old. Backstabbing. Fucking treasonous. Traitors. Goddamn spies. And from every which way you look. Well, this morning I was listening to the intelligence report. And a guy called in, you know, Mark went over the spill of the day, what the day is supposed to represent. You know, about fucking freedom and liberty and about the Bill of Rights, the people's goddamn right to own themselves and not be subjugated by anybody. And he had to call or come in. Texas Larry. You know, he's one of Alex Jones's that treasonous bastard, that piece of shit Alex Jones's fucking shills out there working, because Alex Jones has lost all credibility. I mean, he's got his little group around him, of his dedicated Tory followers. But other than that, man, you know, he's sitting in a circle. I mean, he is the center of the circle. I'll give him that, but there ain't nothing but a big black circle around him. And if you look in the peripheral, there ain't nothing but a goddamn, a fucking massive army ready to fucking crush. When this thing breaks loose, you will pay up, Alex Jones, you phony son of a bitch. And so will your minions. So this minion calls in, right? And he gets on a rave. And he's talking about, you know, he starts out with the yellow vests and the French over there in, you know, the burning of Notre Dame Cathedral and the burning of, you know, there have been 13 attacks on the Catholic churches over there. And, you know, the Muslims, you know, you guys do know that the Muslims own Hollywood. The Muslims are the ones that have infiltrated our government. The Muslims are the ones that are, you know, taking all our wealth and causing all of this death and destruction around the world. It's the Muslims. And then he goes on to his words. What we need to declare is a Christian constitution. Now you've entered the realms of talking treason. To say these words are treason. You are inciting insurrection, seeking to cite insurrection among the people. And Mark Kornke, rather than step in and say, hey, you do realize that what you're saying is treason. When you're speaking treason on my program. This was, you know, founded by Christians and it's not, because they still got it in the back of their fucking mind. But the thing is, see, they have no power. All they got is mouth.
They knew that we fucking have the firepower to destroy them in a fucking heartbeat. Every fucking one of their Tory fucking asses.
Anyway, so I called in, you know, I wanted to confront this traitor, this Tory piece of shit, and call him out for what he was. And I know that, you know, he'd been marked to be on that program. Because when Mark has a guest on, you know, when he's going to break or something, he'll go, can you stay on? Or there was none of that. This was, Joe McNeil, how much did old Alex Jones pay you to have your fucking Tory shill come on? And you see, they're, it's not working for them, people. When the burning, you know, that Masonic lodge, when those yellow jackets, those yellow vest Frenchmen, went in there and ransacked that place, and, you know, they took pictures of everything, and they, you know, took some of their shit, and they desecrated a Masonic temple. And so the idea is for them to start burning down churches and attacking churches, putting shit crosses on the churches and stuff, and blaming it on the Muslims. Because I'll tell you what, those yellow jackets, you know, they were the first to step up with the French people. And the first that stepped up understood exactly what the fucking problem of it was, is, and where it came from. Right out of those fucking Masonic lodges. Those Oi, Jew, Zionist fucking Masonic lodges. So it had to be pointed the other way. But see, you got this election coming up. And see, there is no connection anymore from anybody calling themselves any patriot that understands what's going on knows that Alex Jones is a fucking traitor. He is a traitor to the Republic. He is a traitor to the people. He is an absolute traitor to the Bill of Rights, the authority of the people. But see, he was always, that's how they tried to do it, you know, to keep this election shit going, to keep it on going, keep dragging it out as they entrench. They come, you know, the push, people weren't buying it. You know, fuck yeah, right, the Muslims, we know who's doing this. And see, the Jews, man, they pop out, you know, like Trump jumping out and declaring the Golan Heights as Israel, part of Israel, declaring it. With what authority? I mean, you don't operate with any authority in this fucking country, so why not around the goddamn world, right? So this son of a bitch, so I call in, and one of McNeil's daughters answers the phone. And I told her, you know, this is Henry Angeliquin, I'd like to get in on this conversation. And she paused, and she came back, and she goes, well, there's no lines available. And I said, oh, no lines available? I go, well, I guess I'll talk about it on my program today, and I'll lay it out. Well, that's just fine if that's what you like to do. But I'm beginning to believe that she might have been telling the goddamn truth. I believe old Alex Jones was on the other line making sure he got what he paid for from that cocksucker, Joe McNeil. I'm calling you one, you little piece of shit. You spineless fucking Tory traitor. Because that's what you are.
You broadcasted it. You stood there, and Mark Kornke did not fucking do one thing to fucking shut it down. That was treason. And it's recorded. And you, I mean, your desperation is fucking shining like a brand new penny. It is shining. You're not, I mean, I, you know, corporate theo, I mean, a Christian constitution. To suggest it is a removal of the first article of the Bill of Rights, isn't it? Isn't that the definition of treason? Did Kornke address it as that? No, he played around with it. Well, it was a Christian nation and everything. And then I wrote him a short little thing to his Facebook, you know, telling him, say, you know, this bullshit, whatever, you know, I told him, I said, it'll never fucking happen. We'll fight you. We'll kill every fucking one of you. Try it. Just do it. You think you, I mean, the thing is that they've been trying from every fucking angle, that Dan Hassel. If you keep listening to the micro effect after Kornke goes off, you hear nothing but fucking Tories all the way. Trump loving fucking tarred Tories all the fucking way. And that's who Joe McNeil is. That's really what that son of a bitch wants. That's what all these son of a bitches out here, that's what they want. Bill Cooper, he called it perfect on that one. There is no fucking militia. There are political and there are religious armies, and this is a wannabe religious army. They're made up of the Oath Keepers and the Three Percenters that have proven themselves nothing but fucking slimy, Tory, fucking cowardly bastards. Every inch of the fucking way from Bunkerville to Mahler Wildlife Refuge. They've proven it every inch of the way. Traitors. So here we sit today. And on Patriots Day, they did this. And I guarantee you it was set up because there's I've listened to too many years of it. And that is now how that guy was set there to come on there and spew that bullshit. And then when he got done with that, guys, he started talking about the Muslims being responsible for burning the churches, these Catholic churches. Then he went on, and we need to declare that Christian constitution. And then them goddamn Catholics, they need to be wiped out. Now I'm sitting here, I'm trying to talk in Kornke. I mean, somebody's going to get back to you and tell you if you ain't. I mean, I know you don't want to listen. And you're going to pretend like you don't know what's going on out here or what people are saying. But the goddamn fact. And then you'll turn around because I've called your ass out for fucking sitting there and abiding goddamn treason and actually fucking discussing it without condemning it. And you're, a monkey poker I'll be. A divider I'll be. Hey, what about, let's kill all the goddamn Catholics. No matter who they kill. It's a fucking religious. Shove your religion up your fucking ass, buddy. All of you son of a bitches out there. Shove it! It's about my Bill of Rights. This is about fucking freedom and liberty. You're not taking it. This is why Kornke don't want rid of it. That's why he won't talk about that fucking 14th Amendment. They want it all in place. They just want their fucking power and control back over it. They fucking violated it to the point, like I've said many times, until the goddamn communists could freely come in here. They're the ones that allowed it by removing the common law court so that they could live as dictators over us, so that they could be the corporate aristocracy, so that they could be, so we could be their subjects. And that's what they want. They want their subjects back. They want their fucking power over this country back. Well, you ain't getting it. We outnumber you thousands to one, and you ain't fucking three of you got a fucking spine between you. You know, I've talked to a lot of people, and a lot of the people I've been talking to are younger people in their 30s and late 20s, some in their 40s. And, you know, after talking about what's going to have to be done here, and a lot of people are doing, man, there's so much shit going on. I mean, I ain't going to sit here and fucking lay out the fucking game plan no more than anybody else is for their game, for what they want, Tories. But I tell you what, I mean, of these decent, fine people that I've talked to, if I said to them, are you Christian, by the way, in the middle of these conversations, they would say, what the fuck does my private beliefs have to do with any? They get pissed. What the fuck's private beliefs got to do with any of this? This is about the fucking Bill of Rights. It's about my right, everybody's right to believe whatever they fucking want, isn't it? No, I tell you what, a Christian constitution, you'd have to get rid of that fucking, well, that's what you actually got right now because you do have a joinder of fucking church and state. And it is the dirty churches down on the fucking border, the good Christian Zionists, the good Judeo-Christians that are aiding the fucking invasion into my country. You fucking disgust me, and you're not going to fucking win. There's too many of us, and you fucking know it. And that's the whole thing they're fighting. It's like with that Dan Hassel, and you know, they're bringing, oh, they talk about, and Trump, you know, he's doing this, and we need to, and only thing they're worried about is their personal fucking property. They don't give a rat's ass about my fucking rights or your fucking rights. Because if they get all back what they want, we won't have any fucking rights. They'll just be, we'll be subjugated under them instead of the fucking communists. How about that? And that's the fucking truth, and you know it. And I don't give a fuck who don't like it. You hate the truth, don't you? Because it's a mean son of a bitch and it won't let go. You did it, Mark Kornke. Today you stood, you sit there and you listened to fucking treason. You listened to that son of a bitch spill treason and you even kind of agreed with him a little bit. You sure as hell did not call him out for the fucking Tory traitor he is. There's going to be no more fence walking. That fucking fence is going to burn. And you're going to be on one side of it, the other. And people walking that close to it, I wouldn't want to fucking be you. When this shit breaks loose, man, it ain't going to be no fucking goddamn church social. How dare you? Don't call yourself a patriot again. Because you're not. You're fucking backstabbing fucking Tory. That's all you can be. By definition, this ain't me. This is our language. That's what you call somebody who advocates the overthrow of a fucking legitimate government. You call them a Tory in this country, a traitor. And anybody that listens to shit like that and engages in conversation like that on the open fucking air, hey man, you must be fucking, you, that's really kind of what you would really fucking like, wouldn't it? And then kill all the Catholics. And then, because this is a Protestant country. Oh, you goddamn Methodists, you're gonna go next. Kill all the fucking Methodists. And then you're gonna, then once you get the fucking control of the food in this fucking country, then you start starving other countries. They will bow to the will of your interpretation of your fucking book. Or they will fucking die. You want a fucking bet? You want to bet we don't have more guns and more fucking people by the thousands more than you do? You fucking did it on fucking goddamn Patriots Day too. I wonder how much fucking Alex Jones paid you for that. You needed the money bad, didn't you, fucking McNeil? You piece of shit. Okay, let's go on with some more Tory fucking news here on April 19th, Patriots Day. More than 300 asylum seekers surrender to armed militia of New Mexico residents, veterans, and ex-cops. Sounds like Oath Keepers and 1%ers to me. I mean, 3%ers to me after crossing the U.S. border, who are Tory militia, who have proven themselves over and again to be Tory militia. Crossing the U.S. border, this is from Daily Mail, it was sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Hundreds of asylum seekers surrendered to an armed militia of New Mexico citizens last night after trying to cross the U.S. border. A group of 300 men, women, and children gave themselves up to the United Constitutional Patriots. Is that that goddamn, is that Christian, new Christian constitution you're talking about? Because there is no constitution in this country. There is a goddamn, there's a corporate charter. And you know it because you served it. You served the fucking, the corporate aristocracy, didn't you, you treasonous bastards? A gang, check this out, people, a gang of vigilantes who claim to be made up of veterans and former police officers. Now, we just recently started talking that when the true patriots step up, and start doing something about this. First, we will be called vigilantes. Then we will be called anti-government terrorists. And then we will be called rebels. So they got to see. They are so desperate. They know where the fucking power in this country lies, and it ain't with them. They are manipulators. They would try to manipulate you into fucking destroying your fucking freedom, giving up your freedom for their fucking interpretations of a fucking book. So let's go on here. Vigilantes. Shit. Let's see what these vigilantes did, who claimed to be made up of veterans and former police officers, who then handed them over to the border officials. Who did what? They drove them back across the fucking border? Those vigilantes did? No. They fucking gave them something to eat, some water and stuff, and called the border officials so that they could take them over to be processed and give them their money so they could come to my neighborhood and fucking kill some kid. Hack them up with a machete. That's your fucking militia for you, people. Vigilantes, my ass. Video recorded by one of the militia, Jim Benvie, has been camping out on the New Mexico Chihuahua border for 2 months, shows the asylum seekers walking on a dirt road having crossed through a fence gap in Soundland Park, New Mexico. The emergence of the vigilante groups, group bullshit, bullshit propaganda. You suck the same ass as your fucking counterparts in the goddamn border patrol and in ICE. You're all a part of the fucking invasion. You're all fucking Tories. You're fucking communist Tories. Comes amid a boom in asylum seekers aiming to make their way into the United States. No, not asylum seekers. See, they can't play these fucking word games with it. It's an immigrant. No, it's a fucking invader. I mean, even the fucking talking heads at the top of the fucking heap of fucking Tories have said, well, yeah, this is an invasion. Because you can't really call it nothing else when millions are crossing your fucking border and taking over your body politic and taking over your country without firing a shot. We're going to be conquered by fucking Tories and fucking children. The emergence of the vigilante groups comes amid a boom of asylum seekers aiming to make their way into the United States through New Mexico and El Paso sector. In 2018, Border Patrol stopped 162,000 people in the Rio Grande Valley, and they say they get, that means two-thirds more got across untouched. And all they really got to do is go up and hug one of these fucking protectors of our border, and they'll be given a fucking bus ticket, a plane ticket, and a pocket full of money to come to your fucking neighborhood, to take your job, to take your house, to take your fucking life, to rape your wife, to kill your children. And these fucking vigilantes, these militia, these 1% or 3% or fucking oath keepers helped them. They didn't repel no fucking invasion. They helped them. And that's all that fucking Mike Nesser fucking preaches. To have water. I mean, they're for it. Because all they want rid of is they want us to get rid of the communist forums and subjugate ourselves along with the Mexican stuff. Then they can be the big pile at the top of the shit heap. None of the 8 other Border Patrol sectors on the southern border have experienced anywhere near those figures. However, El Paso, where the 300 asylum seekers, no fucking invaders. And fuck invaders. And then to end the asylum seeking, who put it, what's it take, a signature? Just a signature, just out of that treaty, and there's no more asylum seekers. Man, he's doing every fucking thing he can to get those son of a bitches in here as fast as he can. And you know it. Yeah, and like I said, you're going to fight them. They're going to be showing up in your fucking neighborhoods. Like the lady we had on the piece that was down there by Houston. Afraid to go out in your own goddamn yard. Afraid to go on your own property without being fucking armed because you've been invaded. And they hate your fucking guts. They want to take everything you got and kill you. 300 asylum seekers, my ass, were filmed. Has been a significant spike in the past year as other corridors in the U.S. are explored. In October and November 2018, the average number of apprehensions grew. El Paso's share doubled. The video, which was streamed live on Facebook, shows the asylum seekers. And see, this is what these pricks are. You're some real badass vigilantes. I'm scared of you. You're scary. You're scary. Wait till you run into some real motherfucking militia, buddy. The uncontrolled, unmonitored, the fucking people. giving themselves up to the militia, intending to turn themselves over to Border Patrol. I literally walked out and I looked, and all I saw was hundreds of people coming at us, said Benvi, and three other men had been scouting the area Monday night before coming across what the U.S. Border Patrol estimated was 300 invaders. Invaders, and we've already established that this is an invasion by definition of the fucking English language, Tories. We held them there until Border Patrol came, said Benvive. We held them there until Border. Then what happened? Oh, all you did was assist in the fucking invasion of your country. Vigilante, you badasses, you fucking badass militia. You phony fucking Tory pieces of shit. You know, I said we hadn't seen the columns. I seen them the other day on TV. I seen columns of them where they're in Phoenix and shit. Just like in Europe, columns of them. Nobody doing a goddamn thing. They're out there, goddamn, they're helping them across. Now you got your so-called militia. Don't call yourself militia, or at least your Tory militia, I guess. Aiding and abetting in the goddamn invasion of your country. That's what you did. Am I missing something here, people? Did they turn those invaders back and drive them back across the fucking border? They didn't dare. If they did, they would have been all fucking in prison because they wouldn't have fought. They wouldn't have fought the fucking border patrol that we pay to guard our borders. They wouldn't have fought the fucking government agents down on the border fucking handing everything that these son of a bitches want over to them, would they? So don't call yourself militia. You're not. We held them until Border Patrol came, said Benvi. And once they came, then we did what we do. And that's to help Border Patrol get them to the processing van so everybody is safe. On you. You fucking are aiding in a fucking invasion. You're doing what you did as ex-cops, ex-military. You're doing what you did when the first time you broke your fucking oath, you pieces of shit. You treasonous dogs. You scum-sucking fucking traitors. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
transmissions will resume. Now try to push, try to keep us all down, and hope that we will never see the truth around. Another promise, another scene, another a package like to keep us trapped in greed. All our green belts wrapped around our minds, an endless red tape to keep the truth confined.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that goddamn donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:38 Pacific Time, and that means Muse with Uprising. And that's what this is going to be. Not another one of these phony fucking revolutions. And it's not going to be hijacked. And there is not going to be no Christian constitution.
We the people are going to believe whatever we fucking choose to believe. We are going to be at true liberty to do whatever we fucking feel like doing, so long as we're not violating another's rights to do the same. And it will be the common law. And the dreaded fucking admiralty will never touch our shores again, because we will destroy it internationally. Back to this article, more than 300 asylum seekers surrendered to armed militia. Militia, fucking bullshit. The militia of this country, their job was to protect that Bill of Rights, which is the people's law, not the government, not to assist the government, that after the government's been usurped. And you know the son of a bitch is usurped by communists. You're down there aiding communists, you Tory bastards. Bevine has documented an armed militia's encounters with asylum seekers. Invaders for the past 2 months. We're just Americans. We're veterans. We're ex-law enforcement. Old guard. The old guard of the corporate aristocracy, because it's been here since 1869. And these son of a bitches served it loyally against the fucking people. Against the fucking Bill of Rights. And they're still holding to their oath. To their fucking corporate masters, because they think they can suck ass hard enough, they can get up there to a better comfort zone. That's it. That's why they can afford to go down there and help the fucking invasion. We're people that care about our national security. That's why you're down there aiding in an invasion, right? What the fuck, you think we're that stupid? We're supposed to praise these son of a bitches? Or even let them call themselves militia? Quit it! You're not! Tory! We're people that care about our, strained border patrol. Oh, you care about the border? Oh, so you're gonna go help them with the fucking treason they're committing, huh? Traitors? Border Patrol said it does not condone the group's action. Why not? They're aiding you. They're helping you get more to get your invasion forces in here, aren't they? So they can come kill my people. You will meet the real fucking militia of this country, and that is the body of the fucking people. And like I said, we don't go to these meetings. We can't afford to go off and ride, go all over the country and spread our fucking bullshit. You know, spread a bullshit line of fucking propaganda to try to get people to fucking put us back into power. We're going to take power back as individuals, and you can't stop us. You don't have the fucking means to stop us. Now, just however many of you want to get fucking destroyed, just get in line. HUD moves to cancel illegal immigrants' public housing access. Illegal. See what I'm talking about here? There's laws written that say they can't have it. Oh, but we don't think about those laws. We're being compassionate. This was from the Washington Times. It was sent in by Amicus for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The Trump administration is proposing a new rule to try to block some 32,000 illegal. They're not immigrants. If they're here illegal, they're illegal aliens. I remember them sitting around talking about, we got to change the terminology. I would start calling them immigrants, and then it don't sound so much like an invasion of aliens, which it is. Illegal alien-led families from claiming public housing assistance, saying it's unfair to hundreds of thousands of Americans who are stuck on waiting lists. And what about the million out there in the fucking tent cities, American nationals that can trace their fucking lineage back to the beginning of this country? Traitors. And you're Housing and Urban Development notified Congress Wednesday of the new rule, kicking off a schedule of publication and notice and comment that could have the plan finalized later this summer. The plan would scrap Clinton-era regulations that allowed illegal. You fucking break the law and you get rewarded by coming here. Illegal aliens to sign up for assistance without having to disclose their status. Under the new Trump rules, not only would the leader lease holder using public housing have to be an eligible U.S. person, but the government would verify all applicants through the systematic alien verification for entitlements database, a federal system that's used to weed illegal. It says, and here we go back to immigrants. No, they're aliens. The system, it is through the system of alien verification. Back to immigrants. They're not fucking immigrants. They're invaders. They're alien invaders. Out of other welfare program. Other welfare programs. Those already getting HUD assistance would have to go through a new verification, though it would be over a period of time and wouldn't all come at once. No. It's just like, you know, the idea. He's going to send them all to sanctuary cities. That's his next, as he opens, it just declares the fucking borders wide open for a full fucking year. Every come one, come fucking all, you will be fucking, you'll be given money, shelter, the best, while the fucking American nationals fucking kids are cold and hungry and fucking tents, titties across this country. You will be given the fucking best because you are a recolonization force, you fucking think. You're gonna find out fucking, you're gonna find out how Americans conquered fucking America. We've got our own people to house and, yeah, here we go. We've got our own people to house and need to take care of our citizens, an administration official told the Washington Times. Because of past loopholes, and I love this fucking loophole shit. That's what I talk about. You know what a loophole is? That's when they write something in subject matter instead of in fact. And none of it's law. It's all policy. It's all private fucking policy being enforced as public law. Roman civil law. And yeah, it has loopholes. The loopholes are that it's open to interpretation. Instead of written in fact that you do not do this, period. You know, like our Bill of Rights that they're fucking stomping all over. That son of a bitch doesn't have any loopholes in it. They know it and they hate it. In HUD guidance, illegal aliens, they have it written here, were able to live in free public housing desperately needed by so many of our own citizens, subjects. See, this is the Crown talking. Let's keep the terminology correct. Subjects, as illegal aliens attempt to swarm our borders, we're sending the message that you can live off of American welfare on taxpayers' dime. Well, yes, what the fuck did somebody discover fucking uranium here? What the fuck has been going on for the last 40 fucking years? Tell me. Illegal immigrants' access to taxpayer-funded welfare and other benefit programs has long been controversial. No, it's been e-fucking legal. It was considered a non-starter for Democrats when they wrote Obamacare a decade ago. Now, this is them writing Obamacare, and they excluded illegal, though now here they are being immigrants again, illegal fucking alien invaders from the health law. But the party's attitude has changed, and now some Democrats are pushing to expand the 2010 law to include unauthorized migrants. Now they're called unauthorized migrants. Illegal fucking aliens, invaders of our country, here to take everything, including our lives. Polling, though, suggests Americans remain opposed to public... I guess you're being well represented then, aren't you? Your fucking will is being represented by your so-called representatives that aren't your representative, that are just a part of a fucking illegal, fraudulent corporation that has made a subject, named you subject, and are now attempting to subjugate your ass. Polling through those suggest Americans remain opposed to public benefits for illegal aliens. And President Trump has suggested it's time to crack down on loopholes. Crack down. What, you know how you crack down on a loophole? You write a fucking fact as a fact. The fucking laws is supposed to be written in fact. How can you prosecute somebody on a fucking interpretation? That's called arbitrary and capricious. And that's how this fucking corporation has been fucking operating. Go ahead.
If Jose Gonzalez has a heart valve problem, they're going to rush his ass through. That surgery is going to happen within 24 hours.
Yep.
If Henry Scheidman has a heart valve problem, Henry's going to have to wait 2 fucking weeks for that same operation.
Try a month. or 2 months, or in the cases of, I mean, look, they were talking about how good the health care is under Obamacare, Bernie Sanders was talking about this new Medicaid for all, or what might have you. And it'd be as good, I mean, like, it'd be as, you know, it's wonderful, like the veterans. How many veterans, I mean, fucking, I excuse the ignorant. Those who didn't understand what they were doing, but those who have figured it out and aren't doing something about this shit, I have no fucking respect for you whatsoever. But as far as the veterans, how many died waiting to go to the fucking hospital? And that's what will happen. Oh, Bernie Sanders will take all that fucking money that was going to the goddamn Fabian socialists, and he'll put it to the international communists. But you will still keep paying that huge fucking amount for to wait in line behind fucking foreigners. I mean, if you, like I said many times, we have not reproduced our fucking numbers. We should have more, plenty for all of us. If the idea isn't fucking sacking our country and taking every fucking resource we got as quick as possible that doesn't belong to them, taking it without due process of the law, in violation of our fucking Bill of Rights.
Yeah, but here's what's wrong, Henry. Mick Jagger had to have a heart operation recently. He could have gone to the British Health Minister and done it that way, or he could have paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to fly to America and have it done privately. You know, why is she so much more special than an American citizen? I mean, that's the fucking problem, right? Bernie Sanders will never wait in line to get an operation.
Oh, well, hell no, he won't. And it's an American national. We're not citizens. We're not fucking subject citizens under that 14th Amendment. We are goddamn individual, free, sovereign American nationals. And this fucking country belongs to us. And we're getting behind, in line behind nobody. In fact, nobody's supposed to be here for us to get in line behind. Because if they are here, that means you have taken a part of what belongs to us, and you have fucking given it away to fucking foreigners. You have taken it from us without due process of the fucking law. In violation of that Bill of Rights, which is the, I mean, God damn it, that's what we got, that's what we're fighting for. If you don't have that, you don't have nothing. You'll never have nothing but fucking slavery. And you will be put beneath these fucking animals. Count on it. Polling, though, suggests Americans remain opposed to public benefits flowing to illegal aliens, and President Trump has suggested a time to crack down on loopholes. Loopholes, my ass, I'm so sick of this fucking phony shit. And I'm sick of the ignorance of the people who can't fucking understand. Oh, it was a loophole. No, it wasn't a loophole. It's like the goddamn Commerce Act. The general welfare clauses in the bill, in the goddamn original Constitution. It was purposely put there so that it didn't say what it said. It's like when they say something's ridiculous, define ridiculous. In law, when you fucking state something, if it's going to be a law, it has to be stated in fact. So there's no confusion about what the fucking words mean. That way there is no loopholes, right? And these so-called loopholes are put in place by the subject matter bullshit by the fucking attorneys who are the ones that fucking help them take our fucking judicial system away from the American people, our authority. They are every one of them motherfuckers are hanging. Every fucking one of them is guilty of fucking treason. It can be proven within an hour. You can have them out in the fucking gallows. You could have proved it fucking 10 times over and they can't deny it because it's the truth. And it's a fact. And there's no fucking loopholes to get out of it. And interpretations, see, loopholes and interpretations. That's what subject matter is. That's why that's all this fucking legislation that pretends that it can fucking remove our Bill of Rights is open subject matter interpretation. So that Star Chamber fucking corporate appointed fucking so-called judge, that Star Chamber judge, I interpret it this way for this fella. Oh, there's one of the ring knockers. We interpret it this way for this fella, and we got all these case laws and piles up. You go search through it, and you can come and give your argument. There is no, you don't need case law. A fact is a fucking fact, and there are no such thing as loopholes.
It's white privilege bullshit. They got authority over us subjects. This white bullshit privilege is what's wrong with everything.
Well, exactly. I wrote an article about that white privilege. Boy, man, I'm so fucking privileged. Because I'm white, I see a fucking, I see invading armies coming over my fucking borders, aided by the so-called militia. God, it's disgusting. That is the true militia that gave us this country, the men that fucking fought and gave us this country and made them put that fucking Bill of Rights in there. They, if right now, they would shoot these motherfuckers down in a heartbeat. They would shoot these motherfuckers down calling themselves militia for the, being the Tory fucking traitors that they are.
$600 million have been donated to this goddamn Notre Dame bullshit church in a matter of weeks. You know, in other countries when this shit happens, they'll be lucky if they can raise a couple million in 6 months.
Yep.
Now, there's white fucking privilege for you, brother.
You goddamn right. In the case of Section 8 housing assistance, there are competing laws. Now listen to this. There are competing laws that have created confusion. There is no confusion in fucking true law. In the, I mean, that Bill of Rights reads what it fucking reads, and you can't interpret it but one fucking way because it's written in fact. But there's confusion. Must be those loopholes and those interpretations that is causing this confusion. In 2017, the HUD Inspector General investigated illegal aliens in New York who were using public housing under a special program for people with HIV or AIDS, and found that the government had never clearly stated whether housing was a federal public benefit subject to the 1996 ban. And this is what I'm talking about here. A 1996 ban for unauthorized migrants. In 1996, they wrote a law that said that fucking if you weren't from this country, you can get the come and just walk in here and get benefits. People that have paid into this shit all their lives can't get to see a fucking dentist or a doctor or anything for the socialist bullshit. When the money should have been coming straight to us, and we should be able to be like Mick Jagger, go wherever we want to get a fucking doctor, because we're supposed to be rich. It's our country. But this 1996 ban, that's what I'm talking about. That's the one that has the loopholes in it, you know. That subject matter, they can't interpret, they just can't figure out how to interpret it. Well, if you can't, then it ain't written in fact, and it ain't fucking law. It's a fucking policy, and it's an arbitrary policy that you're fucking pretending is fucking law. And you are, let's face it, it's a goddamn United States fucking fraudulent corporation that cannot exist. The whole fucking apparatus is fucking cannot exist. It's them or us. It's the 14th Amendment or the 9th Article. Choose your fucking medicine. Are you going to be a fucking slave or are you going to be the fucking master? Further complicating matters, Clinton-era rules specifically allowed mixed immigration status families to gain housing. It's because it complicated it. Because one bunch of them wrote this policy, which is not law. That's why it's not enforceable. That's why it's arbitrary. That's why it goes through the Star Chamber courts. And then this, well, he wrote a different thing down on a piece of paper. And they're playing like this is law. And it's not. It's called legal ease and color of law. What is law is that which has been ratified by the fucking several states under the founding documents of this fucking country. And that law is the Bill of fucking Rights, and they piss all over it every fucking day. They piss in our faces every day. The goddamn infringements are too many to count. The government created a system that allows people to apply for housing assistance as non-contending, in quotation marks. Ooh. Now, I wonder what that means. Meaning, they declined to say whether they were legal in the country. What if you went down and, you know, to get one of their phony fucking driver's licenses for your privilege to drive down your fucking roads and you didn't have the exact piece of paper, you didn't have that birth certificate or something. And you said, I want the benefits contending. And they fucking laugh you out of the fucking room, wouldn't they? American national. Meaning they declined to say whether they were legal in this country, legally in this country. If they ask me the goddamn question and I decline to answer like people have at these fucking roadblocks 150 miles inside our borders, people have refused to answer, take them out and beat the hell out of them. Because you're the fucking ones that are taking, hey man, you're the Indians this time around. You better face up to it. You better start doing what the Indians did. Don't make the same mistakes they did and let fucking these goddamn bastards out there for this, these industry bastards out there divide you up so that you can be taken in piecemeal. You're going to have to come at them as a fucking solid force with our joinder being that Bill of Rights. It belongs to each and every fucking one of us. That is what we fight for. You're not going to divide us on it. You're going to try. You're going to try like hell, like the guy tried on the fucking, on McNeil's fucking Tory program this morning. You're going to fucking try. And you're going to fucking die when you try. The government created a system that allows people to apply. Okay, there we were. Meaning, they declined rather they were illegally in the country. They declined to say rather they were. And they did that in Spanish, so they had to have an interpreter there to make sure that, he declines to say whether he's legally in this country. Well, then we gotta give it to him. And in spite of that 1996 policy that was written illegally, it's one of them loophole things, you people, you see? It's just a loophole. And I've had about all this, I mean, I'm fucking sick with this shit. I ain't kidding you. We're at the top of the hour. We will be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, I mean, start calling these son of a bitches out for what they are. A militia. What did the militia do? Did they drive the invaders out? Hell no. They helped bring them in. That's not a militia. That's not a militia protecting your Bill of Rights. Hence, it is not an United States of the Americas militia. Period. That is The Word from the Trenches.
Look what we can, Henry.
You too, brother.
I have done all I can do.
Cookies!